Now we both kinda like it. Now we both kinda know that if we're ever gonna make it, we just need to let go.
You're listening to the Crosscutting Concerns podcast. I'm your host, Matt Groves. Please visit the site at crosscuttingconcerns.com, where you can subscribe, browse the archives, contact me, read show notes, and leave a comment.
I'm recording this podcast on April 12th, 2017. My guest today is my beloved wife of almost 14 years, Allie Groves. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for finally being on the show with me.
No problem.
I want to talk to you about diet, fitness, and weight loss today because I see you using a lot of technology and stuff around the house, and you talk about it from time to time. I got to admit, I don't listen as carefully as I should, so I'm making an effort to have you on the show and learn more about it. So if you don't mind, can you start by sharing what you've achieved and how long it took you to achieve it?
I've lost 130 pounds, and it took me 2 years. I'm still trying to lose a little bit more. It's going to take a little longer now, but yeah, it took me 2 years to lose 130.
I don't know. Is that typical in weight loss, or is that above average?
Well, I wanted to lose it slowly because they always say, you know, if you lose it slower, it'll stay off longer. My goal was 2 pounds a week, and that's what I did. You could lose it faster by adjusting your exercise and your food, but this worked for me.
And you do look amazing, by the way. So
thank you.
I know you guys are listening to this podcast, but she does look incredible. Now, you're always talking about macros. I'm always sort of half listening when you're talking about it. But can you tell me once and for all what macros are?
Well, most people, when they want to lose weight, they count calories, which is fine. It's good to pay attention to, you know, what's going in your body and how many calories are going in there. The problem with that is a lot of labels that say zero calories really aren't. And even if it says 20 calories, it might actually have 40. So unless you learn about macros and can read a nutritional label, you're not quite sure actually how many calories are going into the item you're eating. Macros are the fat and the protein and the carbs that are in the food. A fat gram, 1 gram is actually 9 calories. 1 gram of carb is 4 calories, and 1 gram of protein is 4 calories. Oftentimes you will see an energy drink that is 0 calories, but has 3 grams of carbs, which actually has 12 calories in the can. Normally they have 2 servings if you pay attention to the serving size, and then you're actually consuming 24 calories for the whole can, even though you think you're drinking 0 calories. In the past, I have counted calories. I've lost weight, gained it back. This time around, I found out about macros and I pay attention to just my fats, my proteins, and my carbs. I ignore calories.
So why is it called macro? What does that word mean? Is it short for something?
It's a macronutrient.
So macronutrients are proteins, fats, and carbohydrates.
Yes.
So you mentioned that an energy drink might say 0 calories, but it might actually have like 30 calories. It doesn't seem like a whole lot compared to a normal 2,000 calorie diet. How do you use macros to help you in weight loss?
Well, let's say you do think you're not taking any and you drink those energy drinks, you know, 3 or 4 times a day. It does add up over time. And a lot of people think that there's 0 calorie foods like fruits and vegetables. They all have calories. They all have macros. And I've heard a lot of people say, I'm on a no-carb diet, and they're eating fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables all have carbs. So that's why you should be paying attention to the fat, the proteins, and the carbs in the food. And it will help you lose weight over time.
I've seen you using various apps and notepads and all kinds of ways to keep track of things. So can you tell me, how do you track your diet? How do you track your macros? What are some tools you use for that?
I have an app that I've used 2.5 years now since I first started. I use it every day. I track my breakfast, my lunch, my dinner, and all my snacks. I put everything in there, even if, you know, we're at a cookout and I can't gauge what is in the food or, you know, what sauce they put on it. I try my best to track it. I use my FitnessPal. Sometimes the foods are wrong, the macros in them, so I do have to do my own research to find out how many fats and proteins and carbs are in certain foods. So I use my Fitness Pal. I also use a Garmin VivoFit HR, the one without the GPS. I didn't get the GPS because I don't run, and it's mostly for runners. And I track my heart rate on that during workouts, and I can track how many calories I burn during a workout and how many I burn during the day. To know how many calories you're burning during the day will help you know which macros you should have at which number.
There's lots of stuff to unpack there that you just covered. First thing is MyFitnessPal. That's an app you use on your phone.
So yes.
It's available for Android, possibly also Apple devices.
There's also, I don't use it, but a lot of my friends do, My Macros.
Is that also an app?
Yes, it is an app. Very similar to MyFitnessPal. And I've tried it. I've been so used to MyFitnessPal for 2 years that I just kind of stay with it.
Okay. And is there any sort of fee for using MyFitnessPal?
There is a free version, which I've used since I started. You can pay for it's like $50 to upgrade. When you find out what your macros should be, sometimes MyFitnessPal does not let you set them to the exact macros. So some people do pay just to have it set on their perfect macros, but I didn't. I just memorize my macros and I know where, how far I should go with them and how many I should eat.
Okay. Another thing you said is that you're trying to track what you're eating, even in an environment like a barbecue. I know that we eat out a lot. We go to a lot of restaurants. How are you able to track something at a barbecue or, you know, someone else's house where you don't have a package you can look at? Or what about at, you know, restaurants? You know, sometimes they have nutrition information, sometimes they don't. Are there any rules of thumb you can follow to help track?
After a while, you get used to like how big a portion is and you should be able to feel the weight of it. I try to go to a lot of restaurants that have nutritional information, if you had noticed that. The If It Fits Your Macros is more of a flexible dieting. So it does give you a little leeway into going out and having a social life and not just eating at home all the time. And you can't just hang out in your house and eat, you know, your foods all the time. You do have to go out. Some cases, if I don't have fats or proteins or carbs left for a huge meal, I will just call it a cheat day and I will just move on the next day.
Okay, now you've dropped a term here, If It Fits Your Macros. I know this is a Facebook group that you participate in, I believe.
It's actually a website that does your macros.
Oh, it is.
And okay. It has coaching, yes.
Okay, so I'll put a link to that in the show notes at crosscuttingconcerns.com.
There's a couple of websites out there that have calculators so you can calculate your macros. There's also What Are My Macros that you can go to as well. whatareyourmacros.com. But I do follow If It Fits Your Macros more than any other sites because I find them, their calculators better.
Let's switch gears now to talking about exercise a little bit. Now, you already mentioned that you use a Garmin, and I know you in the past you've used some Fitbits before.
Yes.
Basically, my understanding is that it tracks your steps, it tracks your movement to an extent. Is that correct?
Both of them do, yes. The Fitbits, I had three of them actually that just did steps. And obviously miles with the steps. My fourth one did heart rate, but it didn't go in the water. Once it broke, I switched to the Garmin that goes in the water because I like to swim and I hated not seeing that extra calories or extra workout on my thing. Even though I know I did it, it was just nice to see it and have it on there.
By going in the water, you mean it's waterproof?
It's waterproof, yes.
This tracks your movement and it stores that information, I think, in the same app, MyFitnessPal?
It can. I do not link my Garmin with MyFitnessPal because when my macros were calculated, it calculates your workouts and how active you are. So you don't eat back your exercising calories.
You don't eat back your exercising calories in macros. Could you explain that sentence?
You go to get your macros calculated and you tell them, I work out for an hour a day for 6 days a week. I'm sedentary or I have an office job the rest of the time. They will factor that in and they'll come back with your numbers. So they've already factored in your exercise every day. Those are your numbers. And if you add in your exercise again, then your numbers will be wrong.
Okay. Is there any other gadgets or tech that you use to track your exercise besides the Garmin?
I do an app called Strong Lifts 5x5 Workout. And it will tell me what lifts to do, because I do weightlift, and how many pounds I should do and how many reps I should do. And it keeps track of that. If I can't do the reps that it's telling me to, I will tell it and it will bring me back down and it'll increase me on another lift. It just keeps track of all that stuff for me. Now, I do know a lot of people that do use a diary, a paper diary, but it's just easier to do it on the phone.
Now, how does the exercise fit in with the macros? It seems like macros is a better way to track calories, and exercises are a way to burn calories. It's one of the benefits, I assume. So is this really just a way of tracking how many calories you're eating and how many calories you're burning, and then trying to make one number bigger than the other? Is that what's going on?
Yes. There's three stages of macro counting. You're cutting, which is your losing weight. There's maintaining numbers. You just want to maintain the weight that you have. And there's bulking, which is you eat in a surplus to gain muscle. And there's three different stages. You will gain some fat when you're gaining the muscle too. When I first started macros, I did not exercise because I was very overweight and it was difficult. So I always tell people, try just hitting your foods, hitting your macros with your foods and getting your food under control before you go running a marathon and get burned out on it. You do not have to exercise at all in tracking your macros because it's all diet based. Your proteins and your fat are based off of your current weight, but your carbs are based off of your activity level. So if you are more active, you get more carbs. If you aren't as active, you get less carbs. I work out 6 days a week for an hour and a half because I like carbs.
You love carbs. You know, if this is a question you don't want to talk about too much, that's totally fine. Just, you know, answer to what you're comfortable with. But over the last couple of years, what do you think has been the toughest part of this plan? I find it difficult to stick to any semblance of a diet because I just sort of eat what I want to eat, and I don't like to get up and exercise. I mean, I you know, I work in the yard, things like that, but I don't like to, you know, do push-ups and all the types of, you know, exercise equipment. You know, for you, what is the biggest struggle of this whole ordeal over the last couple of years, and how did you overcome it?
I still struggle with it. There's still days when I don't want to go to the gym or I don't want to measure something out, especially when it comes to something small like strawberries. It's what I have to do. And there's been weeks when I was advised by a coach, you know, to go off the diet or just eat intuitively, and it just does not work for me. I was very overweight and very unhealthy. The reason why I went with the flexible dieting is because you get a certain amount of macros. You don't have to eat clean to hit them. You can have snacks, you can have processed foods, and you can eat out. It's very flexible, and you can still lose weight. Obviously, a lot of people like to eat clean, or they have a paleo diet, or they can't have certain sugars. I don't track any of that. I think the constant weighing of food and tracking, it gets to me every once in a while. It's kind of become like a habit to me. And a lot of people don't understand why they have to weigh celery or this or that. And I'm saying weighing, and I don't mean measuring, because you can measure out a tablespoon of this, but if you actually weigh it, you'll realize that they're two different weights. So you do have to weigh. You can't just eyeball it.
You dropped some lingo there, eating clean. And I don't know if everyone is familiar with that term. Could you maybe just explain that in a couple sentences?
Eating clean is really just eating unprocessed foods. And it's a lot of organic and stuff like that. I don't eat clean, so I don't know exactly what's allowed and what's not. Like if you get organic bread, I'm not sure if that's really considered eating clean because it's processed bread. But if you get all the ingredients and you make it at home, is it not processed? But again, I've never eaten clean or paleo. I eat processed foods. I eat out. I eat whatever fits my macros. I do eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, but that's just because they're low on the macro scale. So I can eat a lot of them in a day.
You say you're in the habit now of weighing your foods and measuring and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
What are some tips to overcome that struggle early on?
Doing your research. When I first decided I was going to get healthy, I had no idea what that meant. So it was actually New Year's Day. I decided, you know, I was going to be healthy, and it was January. So I took the whole month of January to do my research and to look up everything and see what diet was really right for me. And it wasn't going to be like a 6 month, 3 month thing. It was going to be long term. And it's taught me a lot about reading nutritional labels and knowing exactly what's in the food. But a lot of people don't understand the macros. When you get a certain gram of protein and a certain gram of carb and a certain gram of fat every day, a lot of people will weigh food in grams and think it's the same. 85 grams of protein is about 3 ounces of, say, chicken breasts, which is about 100 calories. give or take. And so people will eat 3 ounces of chicken breasts and think they ate 100 grams of protein, which they didn't. And they don't like doing the math either, which I don't. I've gotten really good at math and percentages. I'll weigh a banana and, you know, my fitness pal will say, oh, well, 100 grams banana is 20 carbs, but I only ate 95 grams of that banana. So I will have to do that math quickly. Now you can estimate, but you might be overeating or you might be undereating. And neither one is good when you want to lose weight.
Now, before we go, is there any sort of resources you can recommend, books or websites, TV shows, etc., that might be helpful to people looking to take on this sort of challenge?
I suggest ifitfitsyourmacros.com, which is actually IIFYM.com, or whatarmymacros.com. There are a few Facebook groups. I am part of 3 of them. I am not part of the main macros group, which is men and women. I'm only part of the 3 only women groups on macros. And those groups really help me out a lot with recipe ideas, food ideas, and encouragement. A lot of them are very supportive if you're having a bad day. And not only for me, I can give it back to them. A complete stranger could post that she's having a bad day and I will go on there and try to cheer her up, even if I don't even know her. Also, If It Fits Your Macros and the Facebook groups offer coaching where they will calculate your macros for you based on your height, your weight, your activity level, and any other problems you may have if you have diabetes or PCOS. And bodybuilding.com also has a calculator as well I've used. You will find if you go to all 3 of those websites, they will all give you different macros. So sometimes you'll have to add them all up and divide by 3.
We call that averaging.
Whatever. But the coaching on If It Fits Your Macros groups, the one-time fee, I think it was like $35 to get your macros. And then that you can actually pay for monthly coaching too. But I've never paid for it. Even though, you know, maybe my numbers would come back differently, and I have recalculated my macros many times, depending on if I'm active or not. If I'm not active 1 week, I will bring down my carbs and stuff like that, but.
Okay, so I don't know if we talked about calculating your macros early on. Is this a target number of macros that you'll consume on a daily basis?
Yes. You will get a number. For instance, my macros are 130 protein a day, 130 grams of protein, 66 grams of fat, and 150 carbs a day as it stands right now. That is usually you calculate it with 0.8 for protein. It's 0.8 of your body weight. So 0.8 of whatever you weigh, and that's your grams. And 0.4 of fat, usually. Some people can handle more fat. Some people can need less fat. That's where the coaching comes in. And then whatever is left over is carbs, depending on how many calories you get.
Is there anything else you'd like to plug or promote before we wrap up the show?
You can follow me on MyFitnessPal. My username is Ali, A-L-I, _ Groves, G-R-O-V-E-S, 31. And my diary is open for anybody that needs food ideas, or you can also message me through there if you have any more questions.
My guest today has been Ali Groves. Thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome.
This has been the Cross-Cutting Concerns podcast, produced and recorded by Matt Groves 2017. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media and leave a review on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you downloaded this podcast. For show notes, please go to crosscuttingconcerns.com. This episode is recorded under the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. Hosting for this podcast was made possible in part by Microsoft. It was recorded and mixed with the help of Audacity, Skype, and Camtasia Recorder. The theme music is by The Dirty Truckers. You can buy the music on Amazon or iTunes. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on a future episode, please go to crosscuttingconcerns.com to submit your name and idea.